Hi, this is Lisa Lane Brown from The Courage to Win. How to use anger to motivate yourself to victory. He made it personal and won the Olympic trials. Anger is a powerful, underused tool for motivating yourself. And in this article, I'm going to show you how to channel it into achieving victory. Sometimes in big competitions, bad stuff goes down. And no matter how hard you try to find that silver lining, there just isn't one. When this happens, I suggest you stop trying to be positive and channel your anger instead. It's exactly how sprinter Michael Johnson qualified for the Olympics in the 200-meter sprint. At the trials, Johnson was hit with a strong headwind during his semifinal heat, and this can take half a second or more off your time. Therefore, he didn't win his heat, and his time was slower than the sprinters in the final heat. So the other sprinters drew the best lanes for the final. Michael drew lane 8. Lane 8 means nothing to most people, but it's the worst lane in track possible. No Olympic champion or world champion has ever come from lane 8 in a sprint. In lane 8, you have no room for strategy. You run the first half without even seeing your competitors. Michael had never in his life run from a lane 8. This isn't even the worst part. The other sprinters jumped up and down and pumped their fists when the drawings were announced. And Johnson's rival Carl Lewis told the press that Johnson was finished. Johnson was filled with hate. Why? Because athletes who were supposed to be his friends were rejoicing in his misfortune. But instead of letting his hate eat him alive, Johnson used it. In the warm-up, he said, "I let my eyes move from one to the next, and for a moment, I hated every one of them. I hated them for celebrating my misfortune, but mostly, I just hated them because I was about to compete against them, and they were doing everything they could to make sure I didn't succeed. The gun went off, and I launched out of the blocks in a fury. I ran away from them all and won the race with a time that stood as the best in the world for 4 years. That day, I found a deep store of power and aggression and raw competitiveness, and I'd ridden it to victory to find a joy and a thrill richer than I'd ever imagined." As I said, sometimes bad stuff just happens that makes you angry. And rather than internalize it and make yourself depressed and make your performance implode, I need you to channel your frustration instead. In fact, that's the beauty of sport. It's a chance to exert your force of will when the universe is counting you out. So remember, when these things happen, it's okay to be angry and frustrated. Just channel it into a constructive goal. Afterwards, you can let go of your hate and forgive. That's what Johnson did. He even celebrated with the other sprinters. Nobody wants to be on the podium alone. But sometimes you have to stand for yourself when nobody else is. Channeling hate, anger, and frustration is one of the skills that I want you to start practicing today. The next time someone makes you angry in practice or competition, I want you to channel that anger into your constructive right focus. It's a must mental habit for you to develop as a consistent, winning, mentally tough champion. Try it this week. You're going to be pleasantly surprised how motivating anger can be once you're channeling it correctly. Light it up out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.